Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to Old School with DP and J.
Welcome back to Old School. DP here. We've been talking about some of the conversations that have been about, and it's former Huskers who have the ability to help the program from up close. One of those people that have come to mind and come to the front of the stage. We want to bring him in and welcome him in. He is a Husker great, first-round draft pick, two-time All Big Eight, Freshman of the Year, and officially in the real world, a world champion outside of the United States. Let's bring in Johnny Mitchell, Husker tight end. Johnny, once again, thank you for doing this. How in the world are you today?
I'm blessed. Whenever you can wake up and recall where you at, you should be thankful and blessed. I'm extremely grateful, blessed, and I'm happy to be a part of your show.
Johnny, your ability to recall is important because playing for one of the greatest coaches to ever live, you carry within you his voice. You carry within you his lessons. What are the things that when I ask you about Coach Tom Osborne, the things that he said to you that you say the most to other people now?
Well, Dr. Tom Osborne is like a second father to me. I love him. I can call him at any time. He'll pick up the phone. You know, the only thing I'm sad in my heart that damn Barry Switzer can sit on Norman campus at Oklahoma U and see his guys win and be the sixth-ranked team in the country, and Dr. Tom has to put up with the foolery. That's the only thing that breaks my heart. But the one thing that I remember the most, now I've had 8 Hall of Fame from the NFL. We ain't gonna even mention the Mike McCarthy's, the Sean Payton's, the Pete Carroll's. We ain't gonna mention them. We're talking about Hall of Fame coaches. From high school all the way to the NFL, I had a pleasure. And one of the most subtle but the most powerful one, he didn't speak many words. He was a humble man. He would take his walk around the stadium. He was very passionate, but he's introverted. And he gave Big Red football the greatest years that we have ever known because he brought in a lot of great men to help him. And the one thing that I remember the most, the one thing, he never cursed. He never used all that profanity and all that stuff to get his point across. He just taught you the fundamentals. And every team knew what was coming. You knew what was coming. But you couldn't stop it. Now, why isn't that so today? It's not so today because we don't know our elements. We don't have a certain scheme on offense that will fit the elements in which Nebraska football is played in November and December around bowl time. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Tom Osborne is a silent warrior. And he never used profanity, but he always got his message across. and he hired some great men that loved him. And there was a brotherhood amongst those men. And they gave Nebraska football everything they had. Unfortunately, today, we're bringing in all these quote-unquote gurus, but no one has no real pedigree behind their name. They never won anything. See, I don't listen what a man say. What I do is watch his behavior. I don't listen to his words. Words can deceive you. So you mean to tell me what we're seeing today is that what Scotty and those guys been doing for the last 2, 3, 4 years? That's what you're seeing today.
Yeah.
So nobody get to see what was going on in the locker room, but the results are in. The votes are in.
Yeah.
That's where we at. You guys need passion in there. You need someone that will whip them young men into shape and tell them it ain't about money. It ain't about NIL. It's about legacy. What legacy you want to leave behind? That's all I care about now, because I know I'm a dead man walking like we all are, like in that movie Gladiator. We all dead men. But what do you want to look back in your life and say, what changes that I've made that help others? See, Dr. Tom Osborne, his circle encompassed the world. His circle encompassed the state of Nebraska and throughout winning the national championship. But we getting coaches in there, their circle only encompassed their home, their family, because that's all they thinking about, the money in their pocket. The word is the law. And what I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking living words on the Big Red football program. Not only could I help change it, but my experiences is 24 light years on this earth. I went through too much not to share it with these young men. They need to know about legacy, about what your kids and grandkids want to know about your football career. I've walked that walk. I've talked that talk. What are you leaving? How you want to be remembered? That's what I'm on. And ain't no man going to stop that, because I'm a leader of men. I've laid the foundation. I have a PhD in football. All I ever done was coach football, play football, and commentary football around the world. 5 world championships. France, LaFasse football in the early 2000s. 3 world championship Brazilian Bowl in Brazil, Canada. And I don't know football. The one thing, family and Husker fans out there, I won't BS you, because you can't buy me. I was a millionaire at 19 years old, and I know how people deceive you. They lie. Oh, you look so good now. Look how beautiful and cute you are. Till you marry them, and next thing you know, you got child support coming. You got people coming after you, want to steal everything you got. Blood suckers of the poor. They lie to you. And I'm telling you the truth. You got the talent in there, but you need to whip them into shape. Listen, man, I called Mickey Joseph when he was at Lafayette, Louisiana, when he had just left Grambling. I was on the campus of Nebraska trying to get in the football program to give my heart, my soul, to give back sweat, tears. I talked to Coach Samuels. I talked to Solich. I talked to Dr. Tom. I talked to Ron Brown. We need to go to the elders and see what the elders think, but yet you should use your own passion and love. You know what I learned from Bill Parcells, from Jimmy Johnson, from Belichick, from Pete Carroll? These was my coaches. Sean Payton, them, these babies now I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about hard-nosed football, and they all did it differently. But the one thing I love about Dr. Tom Osborne, he was a silent killer. He'll give you a light grin, but he'll light you up on the scoreboard. He'll put 80 on you. Where is that pride?
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Husker tight end legend Johnny Mitchell, and you speak from such passion, but I know that there are two words that mean a ton to you. I want your definition of the two words, Husker power.
Husker power, in the most simplest term, is a pride that you take day in and day out, not retreating, giving up. These are not even words that use on campus. Husker pride is a by any mean necessary, all I got every day in the classroom, in the football field, you know, as a person that would give back to the Husker fans by supporting their venues, signing autographs, taking pictures with the fans, smiling, but working tirelessly, not giving up, looking for a solution to give the Husker fans all they ever wanted, was to be happy, to go home hugging their wives, kissing their husbands, holding their kids with another Nebraska victory.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, Johnny, that you've hit it at the core? And I have to ask you, when you think of Lincoln, Nebraska, when you think of the University of Nebraska, what makes you love it so much?
It's real simple. I'm over 50 now. And they say when a man started to get close to his last days, he looked back and see that he'd done some good in others' life. And that's where I'm at. When I think about Lincoln, Nebraska, I think about the glory years in my life, memories with teammates like Mickey Joseph, Mike Grant, Nate Turner, Derek Brown.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys like that. I think about the greatest time I've ever had. You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, a prank. It was one of the greatest pranks that ever happened. So John Bostic and Nate Turner, they set me up on Nate's birthday. So they said, hey, man, come on over here. We're somewhere on Old Street around the 50s. And we went there, and they said, come on, Johnny, man, we out celebrating Nate Turner's birthday. Come on out, man. You're going to love this story. Nebraska fans, you're going to love this. So, you know, I go on over there, and what they did was they set up one of their friends in my backyard with a Jason costume on with a knife, like a 13-inch knife. And he had the Jason mask on. So John Bostic and Nate Turner said, hey, Johnny, did you hear about the guy they just let out of the crazy house in Lincoln? They said, man, this joker all ready to kill a couple people. Now, listen, you be careful when you go out. So they planted the seed on my way home.
Yeah.
Man, I get out of my car, and as soon as I step out, it was like the Jason music.
Right.
The guy walking to me with that mask on with the, you know, the garage outfit on with
right.
the white mask with the knife.
Yeah.
Man, I dropped my keys. I dropped everything I had. I'm like, there he is. And I ran five blocks. They had to drive behind me. Johnny, it's a joke. Greatest time as a teenager, as a young man, under Dr. Tom Osborne. I feel like I owe him because I've seen the world. Husker fans, I've seen the world. I've lived in 8 countries. I know Portuguese. I know Spanish. And one thing I've learned around the world, that there's one language. When you look a man in the eye, what you say you're going to do, you die trying if you can't succeed. And with Husker football, they need passion. What you hear in my voice, I have such will and passion. And what I believe, that if I speak the living word of success, winning, tradition, it will be so because I said so.
Yeah, Johnny.
You need more men around you that speak these words, share these fundamental ideas, the scheme will come together. The players will let you lead them. They will follow you, but they're not going to follow a hypocrite and a liar and a cheater, someone that ain't living the life that they supposed to. Man, did you know Dr. Tom Osborne was a real Christian? Did you know that these men was loyal men, not just to the players, but to their families? You bringing in men in there, they doing all. Man, that damn Mike Riley never bought a home in Lincoln. I would have got rid of him from day one. Mm. How you going to have confidence in a man that he never invested in your community? Mm. Liar. Mm. Mm. And that's what we've been bringing in there. You don't need no Gruden. You don't need no Campbells of the world. You don't need ESPN to tell you who's the next person going to get it. I think you got one good young man there named Mickey Joseph who understands what Husker football, because he was my teammate and he threw me my first touchdown.
Boy.
And I told Dr. Tom Osborne, I might be the 15th tight end on this roster, but once I get on that field, you'll never take me off because I have the same passion as a player I do as a coach. And when I won those world championships, I looked those guys in the eyes and I told them, if you do what I tell you to do day in and day out, if you hold hands, if you pray together, if you eat together, if you believe together, you will succeed in anything. One finger, ball, one finger pointed in the same direction, it'll blow a hole in the wall because of the power. I know how to harness the power from the earth. I've seen it. Coach, we didn't believe in you, Coach. We love you, man. Right now, I'm a legend in Brazil, but can't find a place to lay my head in my own country. You tell me how that's possible, that you leave me for dead, and all I ever wanted to do was pay back to Tom Osborne and the Ron Browns and the Coach Samuels and the Coach Soliges and all those great coaches. And Turner Gilliam was babies back then. They was trying to find their way. I accidentally stumbled into coaching after I lost my firstborn daughter. You listen to me. I lost my firstborn daughter, and it destroyed me. And I was hopeless. I went in a dark room like those lions that reached their time and ruled over the kingdom. And they get whooped off by the young lion and go up in the mountains and die somewhere. That's where I was. And they like, come coach, Coach Fox, man, you coach all these years. I mean, played all these years in the NFL. Come coach, man. And it was the greatest joy. Man, I put a team together that scored 138 points. I would have a combination of rugby-style offense attack with the traditional-style run and shoot and air raid. I know football like I know my wife. I love football. No man can tell me I don't. When I needed love, support, I got it from my players. And we as a bond won championships. I made them believe that you can achieve anything you put your mind to. Nebraska, you got the pieces. Now it's time for the prodigal sons to return. That's the only way you're going to get out of it. I promise you. John Gruden ain't going to come here and steal no more and take nothing because he don't have the same passion I have. My greatest memory in football was in Lincoln when I had the red and white on. And when I walked out in that sea of red and I couldn't believe the first game. From my high school game, I thought I was in an ocean with whales and white sharks and all types of dolphins. And it was just a sea of red and the screaming. And all I could do is just go in a circle because they capture my breath. Nebraska fan, bring me home. I have had enough of experience. I can see things before it happens. I know football, but I scare people because I'm not a BS guy. You can't buy me with money. I had it early. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the people who lied and cheated, investors, people who, women, everyday people lie and cheat you out of little money here and there because their gods are money. You want to know what my God is? My God is the love and the care and the wholeheartedness, this passion, you hear my voice, is for my brothers. And I know the Broderick Thomas, the Neil Smiths of the world, they crying. They can't turn on the TV. Trail, me and you used to go at it in practice every day. This is a direct message to my brother, Trail Adams. I'm grateful for you, brother. But you got to bring the prodigal sons home. I'll do it for free, Trail. I will give those kids everything I got. You can't buy a man that has had everything. I used to be in Hollywood, people. I was the first NFL supermodel. Look it up for men. I've been in Sports Illustrated. I've had that life. The only thing I care about now for Dr. Tom Osborne and the rest of his assistants and those that are no longer with us is to bring back Husker pride. Because I know it hurts when you have the Dennis LeBlanc who's been there forever, the Keith Zimmerman, these men who've been there together, their heart is hurting right now because they remember the days I remember. Because they was there. These men age ageless. They don't age. They still there helping. Bring me home.
Johnny,
Let me do this. Go ahead.
I promise you, as we go forward, you won't be cut off because we got too much to talk about and too much to do. We need to get to a break, but here's what I want to do. Because of this, because of the conversations, and because of your being a part of the network and a part of the legacy and a part of the history, the great history for this thing, we will do this on a regular basis. I'm going to call you later tonight. We'll talk about and we'll get the details worked out. But kind sir, thank you once again for sharing how much you love Nebraska football, Lincoln, Nebraska, and the people in it, because it's important. It needs to be heard. It needs to be shared. But you and I will talk in a matter of hours, and we'll figure out the best possible way for us to move forward with you having voice in this space.
Thank Can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
To the Husker fans, you gave me so much love. It's only right that I return the favor. Love and peace, wholeness and balance to you.
That is Johnny Mitchell, former Husker. Greatness. Thank you, my friend. We will talk later tonight.
Yes, sir.
That is Johnny Mitchell. We'll throw the break. We'll close out Old School when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.